really what Zachar is about, and we go through all the Makaros, really what it's about is an awareness that part of what it means to be a member of Am Yisrael is to understand that there are forces in the world that are bent on annihilation of Klal Yisrael. That's really what it means. And that awareness is not the Shabbos before Purim, I remember that, and then the rest of the year I'm not in touch with that. That is not the point of the mitzvah, and I want to bring that out through the discussions of the Minchas Chinuch has about it. All right, so I think everybody knows I'm not going to do the double reading here, just in the interest of time. But Zachar is Asher L'Salach HaMalek V'Derech Matzeischa Mitzrayim Asher Korcha V'Derech V'Yizane V'Chakol Nechashalim Acharecha V'Ata Yefi Ageya V'Lo Yarei Elohim. Okay, so you know, every time the Rav had, you know, even in Ashrei, he would say both Zecher Rav Tuchayabi, Zecher Rav Tuchayabi. All right, but good enough for me. Lo Tishkach. So the Sifra in Bechukosai Zachor is Asher Asalacha Amalek. So Yachabulib, Chakshomer Lotishka Harishika Salevamur, Amani Mekayim Zachar, Shetiashona Beficha. So according to the Madrash Halacha, this does have to be verbalized. Now, again, I'm just trying to be intellectually honest here. Is there anything about this Madrash Halacha that says that it would then therefore have to be through a Kriya Satorah? No, I don't think that could be justified. It says that this would have to be verbalized. Lotishkach is a state of existential awareness in a person's heart. Zachar means that it has to be verbalized. Okay, but Kriyas HaTorah, as we said before, could be a limiting phenomenon. That only happens so often. Okay, so the Chinuch writes, Misho Rashi HaMitzvah, Laseis Alibenu, I love that expression, Shekol HaMetzer LiYisrael Sanoi Lifnei Hashem Baruch Hu, that those who are Metzer LiYisrael are despised by Hashem. Now here, please, Meitzer, you know, literally caused distress. It's a, you know, Meitzer LaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, obviously Hamas, but let's also be clear. Their sympathizers are also Meitzer LiYisrael. Those who emboldened them are also causing great sorrows for Klal Yisrael. Okay? V'chilefi ra'ato v'aremas rav nizko tiyam ha'palaso v'raso k'mosha ha'tamotze v'amalik m'nei she'asa ra gedol l'Yisrael she'hischel hu la'zikam. So remember, Pasuk says in Parashas Balak, Reishis Goyim Amalek, which means, amongst other things, that when Klal Yisrael was riding high after Kriyas Yamsuf, and the world was headed in a particular direction, right? Because the world saw that, you know, the Yad HaChazakah. And don't take it from me, but that's what the Shira Sayam is all about. The Pasuk says, Namogu kol yoshe kenan, ele moav yochazemo ra'ad. So there was a real sense of pachad, that you don't mess with the Jewish people. And then what happened with Amalek? They came and they destroyed all of that. Right, right. So there's a medrash, a beautiful medrash about that. It's like somebody who jumps into a boiling bath, right? So even though they got burned, Amalek was defeated. It takes away the stigma. That's the process, okay? So, v'noheges mitzvah b'chol makom b'chol zman b'zchorim kilahem lasos hamilchamo nekamas ha'oyev lo l'nashim. So the Sefer HaChinuch says, please do not everybody run straight to their shul after this. So the Sefer HaChinuch says that women are not obligated, so all of the women's readings are not necessary. So the Sefer HaChinuch says, why? Because he presumes that the whole inyan of Zachar is for the sake, as we said, of destroying them. So who's going to destroy them? He assumes the men are going to destroy them. So who has to remember? The men. So that's the sheet of the Sefer HaChinuch. So the Minchas Chinuch picks up on this. Harav mechaber peter nashim mitzuzo. V'nir k'tzas de peter osa me'alav gam kein. Right? This is remarkable. A much bigger chiddush is to say that the nashim are pturos from the iser of lotishkach. And by the way, it does kind of sound that way. I put in the footnote because it's not a major thing, but just with your permission, I just wanted to show you why the Minchas Chinuch is saying that, because they're obviously linked, Zachar and lotishkach. And to say that a woman is exempt from a losasei is a huge chiddush, because it seems to go against an explicit Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says that women and men have all of the same losaseis in the Torah, except areas where it's not really shayach for an isha. For example, about the time of the mason, because a woman is in the kohen. She's the bas kohen, but there's no shayachus. Or bal takif or bal tashchis, where a woman just anatomically doesn't typically, you know, have facial hair and the like. So when we talk about those being three exceptions, not really exceptions so much as it's just not really shayach to them. To say that a woman was exempt, if you take a look here in the first footnote, Robert, you have it on the online, you can see? Okay. So lo nishkach ma'isa malik sha'asim alusena b'tesa mitzrayim, shenindu milishkoach ma'asha'asim anu amalik, halomar, haskhalaso lahazik lanu, ve'alzenem ha'reparsha so'sha amalik lo tishkach, v'chasa b'sifrei, zachar repel, lo sishkach b'leiv, halomar lo sashlich sin aso, v'lo sasira minavshecha, beinyan shetishkach osa, mishar shemitzvah chol inyan, akasav mitzvah asei chavav, shebeseder zeh, kachenu misham. So he says this los asei is directly connected to the asei, meaning it's tied into that. So that's why the Minchas Chinuch is very careful in his language. He says, I'm not saying that this betorah is vadai, but if you want to say that everything about this mitzvah is determined by the asei, and he felt that the men are exempted from the asei of zachor, so you could argue that's true of lo tishkach. The Rambam of Urza, this is not found in the Rambam. It's a chraya liftor nashim mitzvah asayshin as man grama. So the Minchas Chinuch starts with one layer of attack here. He says, you know, in general, women are mechuyavos in all mitzvahs asay shalo azman grama. And zachor should be mitzvah asay shalo azman grama, and especially if there's an affiliated los asay. So wait a second, rabosai. Let's pause. What did he just say? It's a mitzvah asay shalo azman grama. It's not a once a year phenomenon. The ready assumption is it's an awareness. It's an awareness, okay? He says the whole svara to argue that because the men are going to be the ones to destroy them, that they're the ones that have to remember, that is questionable as well, because we know milchames mitzvah applies equally to men and women. We say chasan mechedro v'kala mechupasa, that there are no exemptions. Now again, many of the achronim comment, so they're not going to necessarily be in the tanks. I'm not going to have the whole politics right now, but they have to be supporting the war effort. They're going to be the cooks. They're going to be logistics. They're going to be intelligence. They're going to be the lookouts. Whatever they're going to be doing. So the point is why would you say that the mitzvah mechias amalek is only shayach to anashim mechames mitzvah? So that's the second kasha Minchas Chinuch brings. Third, Gam Yomar Besod Hashem Yizbarach Imatam Machmas Hanekama. The Efshar Gzeres Hakosiv Shniskor Sinos Amezatam. Venachnu Ein Yodim. Efshar Abba Vias Mishichenu Sheyachres Amalek Mikol Vakol. Right? How do I know this? Because the pasuk says in Parshas Balak in Sefer Bamidbar, Reishes Goyim Amalek VeAchariso Ade Oved. It's a promise that we are going to destroy Amalek entirely. So here, the Minchas Chinuch has a third kasha. He says, the Sefer HaChinuch assumed that Zechira is al tzmechia, the whole point of Zechira is so that you destroy them. But who's that? Maybe Zechira is even after you destroy them. In which case, you can't say that they're linked. So even if it were true that only men are mechuyavin and mechia, so maybe everybody should be mechuyavin Zechira. So that's a third kasha. Now, this kasha, I think, is the weakest of the bunch, because the fact of the matter is that both in the Rambam and the Ramban, they make it very, very clear that the whole purpose of Zechira Samalek is to lead up to the Mechia, that we have to have an awareness. All right. Tamid mitzase liskar v'lo lishkoach, ha'korch tzachir in the poten nashim mitzazo, v'nira d'chol ishe yisrael chayavin, kokol mitzvah saseh, shen ezman grama kenira. So this is an interesting case of where an achron just takes on a rishon, and this Decha, the Shita, the Sefer HaChinuch. And by the way, this is the Minhag Yisrael. I am not familiar with every community, but in all communities that I have ever been a part of, even in passing, both in Chutz Laaretz as well as in Eretz Yisrael, Nashim are considered to be Mechuyavos in Zachar. I haven't seen any community where this isn't the case. Now again, not everybody can hear it, Dafka, you know, Parsha Zachar. So when we get to Parsha's Kiseitze and, you know, the like, we remind people that there are other opportunities. as well. So if you take a look at the Rambam, so the Rambam, as indicated, Melchemes Mitzvah Kol Yotzin Afilu Chasen Bechadro Vekala Mechupasa. So we have to remember that when it comes to a Melchemes Mitzvah, there really are no exemptions. Remember, in Sefer Dvarim, there are many exemptions from different kinds of Melchamos. But when it comes to Melchemes Mitzvah, there are fundamentally no exemptions. And by the way, that's true even of Talmidei Chachamim, that everybody has. Now again, there could be different ways of supporting the war effort in a very important way, but there's no fundamental patur for anybody in the context of a Milchames Mitzvah. That's a very important idea. There's a Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael whose son was killed in this war, Hashem Yirachim, who spoke very beautifully on this topic, that there is no patur. His son was Talmid Chacham, was a student in yeshiva, was, you know, also fought, and he spoke about that. That's what a Melchames Mitzvah is, that my son doesn't have a patur, and very, very moving. That is a halachic fact. Now, again, just to express the idea that there are so many ways that a Rav can be of service, either to inspire the troops, to teach Torah, also another very, 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 very important role. As people see in the news, again, we see it and it breaks our heart, that when they have a psak din that a soldier is no longer alive, even if they don't have a guf. So that's between the military intelligence and the doctors and the rabbanim, really gedolei poskim, who are involved in that kviyas. Because remember, many of them are married, sir mater eshes ish. So there's so many ways of serving the war effort. I'm not saying that there's a one-size-fits-all. So the other position here in the Rambam, that to be clear, Ezohi Melchames Mitzvah, Melchames Shavam, Melchames Amalek, and then what's going on right now, Ezra Sisyal Miyad Tsar Shavu Aleim. So Melchames Amalek, so Vadai, Nashim are Mechuyavos L'shitas HaRambam. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be in F-16s or tanks. That's what the Achronim debate. Okay. Now I want to get to the next point, which I already indicated was true for the Rambam and the Ramban, that the very, very nature, okay, of the mitzvah of Zechira really was for the sake of Mechia. About that, I think the Sefer HaChinuch was correct, against the arguments of the Minchas Chinuch. So take a look at the Rambam and Hilchos Melachim Perikei. So Mitzvah Zaseh LaHacharim Sheva'am Min Shenemar HaCharim TaHacharimim V'chol Sheba LiYadu Echad Meim V'lo HaRago Ober V'lo Zaseh Shenemar Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama. So in Lambda's terms, in Brisker terms, I'd say Zechovas HaTzibur as well as Zechovas HaYachid. What's my Raya? Anybody pick up on my Raya that destroying the seven indigenous nations of Canaan is also a Chovas HaYachid? It's not just a Chovas HaTzibur. Say that when the nation goes to war. But how do you see that it's a Chovas HaYachid? In a lesson of the Rambam. Robert, how do you see this Chovas HaYachid also? Very good. Okay, good. So Fred just said it, right? The Chol Shebal Yado Echan Mehen Velo Harago Over Below Sase. Right? So you see that it's a personal obligation as well. Okay? Now I'm going to try to contrast that in just a moment with Amalek. Where Abad Zichram. V'chein Mitzvah Sase L'Abed Zichram Amalek Shenemar Timcha Zichram Amalek. Umitzvah ase liskor tamid ma'isav haro'im v'arevaso kidei le'erer evaso. For the sake of being ma'orer the eva, shenemar zachar zasher salcha amalek, v'pi hashmua zachar b'peh lo tishkach b'lev, shashkar diskoach evaso v'sinaso. So number one, the Rambam doesn't say there's a chovas hayachid, which I think is very important. I've made this point many, many times in the past. It's not for individuals to take it into their hands. It has to be done al yidei melech, which is the sheet of Moshe Soloveitchik. Also, the Rambam doesn't have anything like v'chol shabali yadu echar me'am v'lo harago ober v'lo saseh. That's Shiva Amman. But more importantly, for the purposes of this year, so what do you see? What's the purpose of Zechira l'shitas HaRambam? Zechira is for the sake of Mechia, kedei la'orer evaso, so that we will maintain that animus, that enmity. So, because sometimes what happens is over time, people forget. People forget, you know, what happens. People forget. So, it's if you don't constantly remind yourself and talk about it, mitzvah shelo zman grama, people are going to forget. The Rambam has in the Sefer HaMitzvos also. A mitzvah kuf peites, yishet zivanu lizkar ma shasolanu amalek, Mehakdimo Laharalana, what do we talk about? Reishes Goyim Amalek. Vishenemar Zeb Chol Eis Vo Eis. Not once a year. And that we should verbalize, nothing here about Kriyas HaTorah, right? That we have to be prepared for milchama. So there's not attrition over time. Before Shmuel HaNavi told Shaul, you know that Shaul didn't carry it out. That was a big failure of Shaul. That's why he lost the Malucha. We're already learning in Nachyomi, we're learning Sefer Shmuel. We just started Sefer Shmuel. Hello, Sira Shmuel HaNavi, Shehitz Chalas Eis HaMitzah Zeis Eis Eich Asa Shehu Zohar Tchila Maseu Hara. First, Shmuel said, ah, Shaul, do you remember what the Jews suffered from Amalek when they left Mitzrayim? You remember? Right? And then he told them, go destroy Amalek. So you see, the one point regarding which I think the Sefer HaChinuch was quite correct, and the Minchas HaChinuch was not correct, as the Rambam endorses also, is that Zechira really is Mitam Mechia. The point of Zechira is that we have to be prepared for Mechia Samalek. So the Sefer HaChinuch may have taken that too far, right? Because he says, oh, so who's Mechuyav in the Mechia? Only the men. So then therefore the women should be exempt from Zechira. We prove that the women really are involved in the Mechia also because of the Chametz Mitzvah, so they should be involved in Zechira as well. But I think that we could go even further. But first, let me say that it's not only the Rambam, but I think I can prove that it's also the Shita of the Ramban as well. So you take a look here in the ninth source. This is the Ramban in Parshas Kisei, it's a Zohar Eis Asher Asol L'cha Amalek, where Iskarti HaMedrash Adarshu Bo B'Sifra, Yachol B'Libcha, V'lo Yadati Ma'ya Zechira Zoh B'Peh, Im Lo Mar Shenikra Parshas Amalek B'Tzibur, V'nim Tzenu Lom Dimin HaTorah B'Shni HaZohar. Is this a reference to Kriyas HaTorah? I don't know, says the Ramban. And also Mikra Megillah would have this, because that would also be a Zechira Samalek, because he's not just Haman, but he's Haman Hagagi, right? Agag is the king of Amalek. That when is this mitzvah operable? This mitzvah is operable within a particular context and a time frame until they are destroyed. There is the Ramban is saying beferush against what the Minchas Chinuch later said. He says, "Oh, maybe we'll be doing Zechira Samalek even after they're destroyed." Is that what the Ramban said? No, the Ramban said lehefech. The Ramban said ad sheni machesh shemo mitachas hashamayim, that we have to be ma'orer, just like the Rambam, the enmity. We have to teach our children. So what do you see, Klar, in the Ramban? That, of course, Zechira is Mitam Mechia. That part is true. We don't like to talk about things, right? That certainly are going to be Megana. It's a great tzaddikim. Shalodabrik nusan shal tzaddikim. There's no reason. Nobody's benefiting. Aval tziva kasev lo diu lagaloso kete shetei azhara salashon hara suma befihem. Mibnei shu chet gadol vegorim raus rabos ubnei adam nechshalim bo tamir. Kimo sheamru vehakol beavak lashon hara. Okay? So, again, the Ramban says we have parallels. Zachreis asher asasha mokech lemiriam. But derech betzeis chamitzrayim is very similar to Zohar Yis Asher Eschal Amalek. But derech betzeis chamitzrayim, I have a whole word on that, which I'm not going to get into right now. But the point is very, very clear, so that we have to transmit certain things because there's a great value in doing so. So, what's the value in transmitting the story of Miriam? Normally, we're not the kind of people, right? We're not Western journalists who like to schmutz people. So, well, what's the point of telling that Miriam did the wrong thing? Isn't that kind of ironic? We're saying negative things about Miriam, so we should remember she said negative things about Moshe? Of course not. That doesn't make any sense. So why are we doing it? Because there's a huge toelas. We have to tell our children about how dangerous Lashon Hara is, that even a great, great, great tzaddikus like Miriam didn't escape the avon of Lashon Hara. Okay, that's what I mean. I call Bavak Lashon Hara. So what's the toelas here? Why do we have a great mitzvah of Zechira Samalek? We have a great mitzvah of Zechira Samalek for the sake of?
Zechira.
for the sake of mechia, for the sake of so that we'll be able to carry out that mitzvah. So pe'echad, the Rambam and the Ramban held no vaday zechira is mitam mechia. It's just that we should assume that women are obligated in mechia as well because chasan mechadro v'kala mechupas. Okay, so far that's the direction. I have what to say about this, but that. I think is the one point where we could say the minchas chinuch was a little bit off base. Absolutely, we should assume that women are obligated mitzvah seisha lo azman grama, especially when it's paired with the lo saseh. That point, I think, is very, very, very well taken. The point that women are mechuyavos in a milchamis mitzvah, amalek is hakam milchamis mitzvah, that is very well taken. But the point that maybe zechira is independent of mechia, that doesn't seem true, not for the Rambam, not for the Ramban, not for the sefer chinuch. So there, I would part ways with great yiras hakavod from the minchas chinuch. Now, what we've seen here so far is that there isn't any evidence whatsoever from the Sefer HaChinuch and the Rambam and the Ramban that somehow we could limit the mitzvah of Zechira Samalek to Kriyas HaTorah once a year. That would seem to be completely beside the point. The idea is that maybe at a minimum this is what you have to do, but certainly in a more general sense, the verbalizing, the Rambam says Tamid, to make sure that we're always prepared to encounter, you know, these phenomena. So I wanted to point out something that was written up in the name of the Rav, in the Harei Kedem, Shurkin, regarding Parsha Zachar, and then, you know, maybe to introduce a final approach of my own. And I think it gets to a Yesod. So the Rav said, Ayin Sham, the Sifrei, Befirish HaRaivid, the Raivid Reidu commentary, the Sifrei, Shekasav, the Hainu Shetei Shona, Beficha Elchos Megillah, so, completely different approach. That maybe the ikar kiyum of zechira samalek is by studying the halachos that are pertinent to mechia samalek or zechira samalek. And since it's a din in Talmud Torah, so we know we matamosam is b'neichem v'lo b'noseichem. And since it's a din in Talmud Torah, based on this approach of the Ravid, so you could argue that women are pturos from Zechira from a completely different time, that it really has to do with the idea of Limra Torah. So again, I just wanted to point out that Lefiani is Daiti, this Shita, if this is really the case, that this is the Rav's approach, I just have this one Makor, which is a really interesting idea for the Ravid, that this is not going to hold water for the Rambam and the Ramban and the Sefer HaChinuch, because again, they held that Zechira was not some kind of an expression of Limud HaTorah, of learning the halachos, is a chovas hatzibur, is it a chovas hayachid? No. What they were saying was that Zechira is very practically driven, is that you have to know your history to know why it is. The Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell us to be genocidal maniacs, right? We're not in Hamas. The reason the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us that we cannot, you know, reconcile ourselves to Amalek is for one very clear reason, is because there's a certain history. Should we, God forbid, forget that history, so then we're not going to understand. Now, by the way, I just want to point out, so the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah, I should say maybe a little bit more precise, the Rambam as explained by the Kesef Mishnah, notes that there are multiple ways of achieving Mechiyas Amalek. It doesn't only have to be Al Yidei Milchama, but if Amalek will renounce their terrible ideology, so then we'll be able to, the way the Kesef Mishnah, his nusach, his explanation of the Rambam, is that there's a hasafka, shema malik. They're no longer becheskas amalek if they would accept the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, if they wouldn't be Ratzchanim, and they wouldn't be Ovdei Avodah Zarah, v'chulei. That's why, by how you can have in Tanakh, by the way, you have a gera maleki, right? We find people that can, it's Amon and Moab can't join into the main body of Klal. So why can it be by amalek? So the answer is because either through Gior or just becoming a Ger Toshav, so the Kesef Mishnah explains that they are no longer Bechezkas HaMalek. So there are different ways of achieving Bechias HaMalek, but the point is we can't allow a Malek to exist in the world, whether that's Al Yidei Milchama or that they're going to surrender. It's like, you know, Yoav Galant, you know, has been saying, I agree with him very, if you don't know him, he's the Sar HaBitachon in Israel, the defense minister. He's a man of very few words, but he gets straight to the point. So since October 7th, he says there are two options, right? Option one is to be killed, or option two is unconditional surrender. There's no third option, right? We're not negotiating with them. And he's, I like Galant very much. He's a straight guy, not a politician. So that's basically the two options. He doesn't know the Kesef Mishnah, His mother is, by the way, also an Auschwitz survivor. She passed away this year. Mm-hmm. He comes from good. He thinks like that. That's why I like him so much. So he says basically he doesn't know the Kesef Mishnah. He basically says there's only two ways, right? Either they're gonna surrender and give up to be, you know, terrorists, or we're gonna kill them. So that's basically what the Kesef Mishnah says to the Rama. So this, I think, is an outlying view of Liba the Ravid. But I wanted to make one last point, which to me is a very, very significant addition to the sugya. So we've been talking about the question, are Nashim Pturos from the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek, only according to the Sefer HaChinuch? And the Minchas Chinuch's third challenge is, how do you know that the mitzvah of Zechira is so carefully tied into the mitzvah of Mechia? And I think we showed very, 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 very clearly that it is, for the Chinuch, for the Rambam, for the Ramban, the whole idea of Zechira b'chol eis v'eis is that we're prepared to do what it takes to really destroy them. Okay. And as we said, destroying can take on one of two forms. But I want to go back in the other direction. Let me assume for the moment, which I don't think is the case, that women were really pturos from the mitzvah of Mechia Samalek. Let me make that assumption. It's not true. The Rambam says it's a Mechames mitzvah, and Chasam Mechedro V'Kalam Echupas. But even if it were true, would that create an exemption for Nashim in terms of Zechira? And I'd like to suggest the answer should be no. Why? Because even if you hold that Zechira is Mitam Mechira, Zechira Alts Mechia, that the reason that we're constantly talking about Amalek is so that we should be prepared to annihilate Amalek. So you can't then conclude necessarily that only those who are mechuyav in Mechia are mechuyav in Zechira. Why not? Because very often, you can have people who aren't necessarily obligated to do something themselves who can be the greatest inspiration and the greatest teachers of your obligation in that. Dehainu, if Jewish mothers, let's assume for the moment that they weren't obligated in Mechia Samalek, but that Jewish mothers raised their children to understand, their sons to understand, that you have a responsibility one day to fulfill this mitzvah of Mechia Samalek, that makes perfect sense to me. There's no better teacher than your mother. Your mother teaches you the basic values, the things that you have to be aware of. Shema b'ni Musa avicha, we say, v'altito shtara simecha. A woman doesn't have any fundamental obligation in Limud HaTorah, but in terms of their, you know, the instruction that they provide, forming the Hashkafa. So I would say, no, even if you would assume, we don't assume, it's not true, it's a Mechames Mitzvah, it's Chasam Bechad V'Kal Mechupasa. But even if you would say that somehow women are Pturas from Mechia, who's to say they're Pturas from Zechira? Because Zechira, even if it's for the sake of Mechia, it doesn't have to be only the same people. The women could be a great, great, great source of inspiration, you know, just to give, a practical example of this. So there's, he's deceased, he died of cancer, he's a relatively young man, but there had been ahead of the Mossad. His name is Meir Dagan. I don't know if anybody even remembers that name. He died maybe close to 10 years ago. And also, this is the theme of the day between us here. So also, from Holocaust survivors. And he kept on his desk in the Mossad a picture of the massacre of his grandmother's town. What it looked like, because the Nazis had photographed it. And the Rav of the town, as he's about to be executed, he kept that to remind himself every day, the Amalek that I have to fight. So, you know, your babi, your mother, even if she wasn't mechuyeves and mechia, it's her stories, it's her telling you what it is, what it was, that is the best possible teacher. This isn't like a shir in Chazka Sabatim. This isn't Migo b'makomedim. This isn't Takfo Kohen. This is what happened to our people. And understand that we can't reconcile ourselves in a world where this is going to exist and be tolerated. So I would say it in the other direction, that even if Zechira is mitam mechia, And even if you would assume, which I do assume, and even if you would assume, which I don't assume, that women are pturos from mechia, that doesn't mean that they're pturos from zechira, because our mothers have a lot to teach us about the role of Am Yisrael in the world and understanding what it was that we went through. I just wanted to conclude with a story that my babi told me. This is my father's mother. So she was lucky enough to escape before the war. My grandfather came after the war. They met here after the war. So babi always said, and the people, again, this is nothing new, and this I'll conclude with, that the terrible, terrible, terrible violence against women, I'm not going to be graphic, that went on October 7th, and the world finally admitted 5 months too late. But, so this is not new. I grew up hearing from my babi, just to give a sense, that when the Cossacks used to come, and her mother was a little girl, all of the girls in town, there was a river, you could, more like a stream, wasn't it? A river behind the little village, the shtetl that they lived in, and all the girls would jump in, and they had been taught how to submerge themselves for minutes at a time, to how to hold their breath. You can train on that. Her mother grew up, when they came, jumping into the lake. They shouldn't be found, because there's nothing new about what happened on October 7th, because that's what was expected to happen, you know, when they came drunk. I don't have to elaborate. So this is what I grew up with. So again, B'toras, it was Toras Vadai, not, you know, we'd understand everything right away, but when we heard about October 7th, they said B'toras Vadai, that's what happened, because this is what always happened. That's what Amalek is. That's the phenomenon. And so that was the way that her mother was trained. They had this. That was their Mesorah Sadash. So again, is there anything that could be, I don't want to say inspirational, but there's anything that could be a greater kiyum of zechira that then leads to an understanding that this cannot be allowed to happen. This cannot be allowed to exist. We cannot allow the Nishei Yisrael to be treated in said fashion. It's like, it reminds me of the Rambam at the beginning of Ilchos Megillah V'Chanaka, where the Rambam goes out of his way. Remember the famous introduction of the Rambam? It seems like he's telling you history. You know, be made by a shenik shemal chuyavin goes u'gzeres l'Yisrael v'dil hinichum lasak v'tavir v'mitzvos u'pashtu yadam, says the Rambam, v'mamonam u'vivnoseihem. The Rambam goes out of his way. That's what happened. Pashtu yadam v'vnoseihem. So, you know, and it's always been that way. And therefore, Menashim have much to tell us when you hear those eduyos, when you hear those eduyos. And I was in the Nova Forest, you know, where these things, when I was there, and I felt it very, very, very strongly. I felt a lot of my babi, you know, and her history and what went on. And it's all the same. I mean, it's just all the same. You can change the names from, you know, the Kazakhs to the Hamad. It's all the same basic, you know, culture to destroy Am Yisrael. Reishis Goyim Amalek V'achariso Adeoveit. So again, for us, we have to understand that as a minimum shir, okay. As a minimum shir, okay. You know, in terms of Parsha Zachor. But this Shabbos is not supposed to be like you flip on the Parsha Zachor switch and then you turn it off. We have to remember that there is an element in this world which is implacably opposed to our existence. And there's nothing that we can do to ingratiate ourselves to them. Remember, why did Amalek attack us? There's no reason. We weren't invading their territory. Asher korach abaderech. And that will always be, you know, I always say that, in the share that I was giving last night about Haman, I said, you know, genocidal anti-Semitism is a conclusion in search of a justification. Afterwards, they come back and they say, oh, yeah, they stole our land, or whatever. It's like the Gemara says, Leisman diyadalishna bishak yahaman. That what did Haman say? After he decided to kill the Jews, so he went to Achashverosh, he had to sell it. So he says, oh, well, they keep kosher, and you know, they're always taking off work. They say Shabbos hayom, Pesach hayom. But he had already concluded. It wasn't like he concluded that for the reason. Same way that when the original Amalek came, why did they come? They came to attack. we weren't threatening their land. There's no shaykh. They attacked because they wanted to destroy Am Yisrael. So that idea, that understanding is part of our consciousness all year round. So if a person thinks, and again, I acknowledge that, this year, hope I think it resonates more deeply with us, but a person who thinks that Parsha Zachor is like, you know, that's, we fulfilled our obligation, now we can go home. No. It's like the Rambam said, Bechol Eis Vais. It's like the Minchas Chinuch said, it's a mitzvah saseh, shelo azman grama. It's an awareness, a constant awareness of what is in the world. Now, Baruch Hashem, we have wonderful friends in the world, and we don't, not, sometimes people take it too far. Not everybody is a malik. But the idea, I think, is a very, very important one. And hopefully we can, this year in particular, lahashmid, laharo, gula abiris, kol yehudim, minarvel, zakein, tafanoshim, biyom echad, so we can understand that's what we're confronting in Hamas. That is what they aspire towards. And that just as it was said so many years ago, la yehudim haisa ora, v'simcha, v'sason, v'kar, Cain, Tihia, Lanu. Okay, shkoach everybody. Baruch Tia. Okay, we go across the hall.